Politics at the FAA is under investigation. Two contracts down, one to go at American Airlines. And there's a new eagle flying for American. This is Aero News for Friday, September 14th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. Potential violations of the Hatch Act, which prohibits some federal employees from engaging in political speech in the workplace, are being investigated in a case involving FAA managers in Seattle. Acting FAA Administrator Michael Huerta said that the Office of Special Counsel has taken up the investigation, which we told you about earlier, and says the investigation is being taken extremely seriously. The Associated Press reports that Huerta said no instructions on how to vote have been handed down by the agency or anyone else in the Obama administration. The investigation stems from reports made public last week by a government transparency group that two managers in an FAA office in Seattle held a, quote, mandatory meeting, end quote, in which they said the only sure way employees could keep their jobs was to vote for Democrats in November. They said that Republicans would cut the FAA budget, but Democrats would leave it alone. One of those holding the meeting was FAA's Associate Director for Aviation Safety, John Hinke. According to a report in the New York Times, an email exchange between FAA employees recounting Hinke's remarks is also part of the investigation. In the exchange, FAA employees discussed the remarks made at the meeting, which indicated that budget cuts and furlough were a greater possibility should Republicans win in November. U.S. bankruptcy judge Sean Lane has approved six-year contracts between American Airlines and its flight attendants and mechanics unions, which will give those groups an equity stake in the airline. Judge Lane said revolving the dispute in this way was, quote, a wise thing to do, end quote. Bloomberg News reports that the deals will help American realize savings in labor costs that it seeks in order to emerge from bankruptcy. The deals leave the airline's pilots as the only labor group without an agreement. The deal with the AFA-CWA gives flight attendants a 3% equity stake in the carrier when it emerges from bankruptcy. Those represented by the Transport Workers Union, which includes mechanics, baggage handlers, and other units, will receive an equity stake of 4.8%. The savings from the agreements announced on Wednesday are expected to be around $900 million per year. That number jumps to $1.1 billion when non-union workers are taken into account. Well, passengers booking on American Airlines regional flights, primarily out of LAX and DFW, are likely to find themselves on a plane operated by SkyWest under an agreement announced Wednesday. American said it made the move in an effort to save money as it continues to work through bankruptcy proceedings. SkyWest announced in a news release that it has signed a Capacity Purchase Agreement, or CPA, with American to operate 23 Bombardier CRJ-200 regional jet aircraft under the American Eagle designation. SkyWest currently anticipates that it will commence its American flights on November the 15th of this year. The new agreement has a four-year term. A federal bankruptcy judge voided AMR Corporation's agreement with its pilots' union last week, and that opened the door for the outsourcing to SkyWest. American had indicated to the judge that it was looking to use third-party regionals as part of its restructuring plan. The Associated Press reports that American Eagle Pilots Union President Tony Gutierrez said the announcement of the deal with SkyWest was, quote, a bad day for all of us, end quote. American Eagle will reportedly close its bases for pilots and flight attendants at LAX. American Eagle CEO Daniel Garden said those employees will be offered jobs elsewhere in the company and does not expect any reduction in force. NASA and the German Aerospace Center, DLR, have signed two cooperative agreements to advance air traffic management benefiting airline passengers and citizens of both nations. The agreements were signed Tuesday at a Berlin air show ceremony. The agreements bring together two dynamic research organizations that have a mutual interest to advance air transportation automation for the benefit of the aviation industry under the Next Generation Air Transportation System here in the United States and the Single European Sky Air Traffic Management Research Joint Undertaking in Europe. One agreement sets the terms and conditions on a range of activities related to coordinated aircraft arrival, departure, and surface operations research. The other agreement outlines cooperation on efficient airspace operations under constrained conditions, such as mitigating the impact of severe weather and volcanic ash clouds to air traffic, while minimizing the environmental impact. When AeroNews continues, there will soon be more than balloons in the skies over Albuquerque. Curiosity is ready to reach out and touch something. And how would you improve the future of aviation?
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back with more of Aero News for Friday, September the 14th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Air USA, a company that specializes in aerial attacks that train our troops to react and retaliate, a growth industry surprisingly, since the Air Force and Navy are downsizing, has announced that it is relocating to Albuquerque, New Mexico. The company is currently based in Quincy, Illinois. New Mexico offers great year-round flying weather and pre-existing military airspaces and bombing ranges for the company that teaches air combat. But Don Curlin, the president and founder of Air USA, says it was economics, specifically tax incentives and job training funding, that sealed his company's move west. The good news for Albuquerque is that Air USA expects to create about 200 new jobs, including pilots, ground crew, and weapons specialists, as well as an administrative staff. Air USA's Charlie Hill says, quote, all the mechanics we'll hire will be ex-military, end quote. Not all of Air USA's business is combat, though, as Boeing is counted among their civilian clients. Last spring, Bendix King, a major avionics company, announced that it was moving its corporate headquarters to Albuquerque. NASA's Mars Curiosity team has almost finished robotic arm test in preparation for the rover to reach out and touch and examine its first Martian rock. Tests with the 7-foot arm have allowed the mission team to gain confidence in the arm's precise maneuvering in Martian temperature and gravity conditions. During these activities, Curiosity has remained at a site that it reached by its most recent drive back on September the 5th. The team will resume driving the rover this week and use its cameras to seek the first rock to be touched with instruments on the arm. The biennial Fly Your Ideas competition is once again challenging students worldwide to develop new ideas for a more sustainable aviation industry. This year, a win will mean not only a 30,000 euro prize, that's about $39,000, the successful team will also welcome experts from Airbus's innovation cell onto their campus for a week of learning of what it takes to become a true aviation innovator. Airbus says the competition enables the plane maker to interact with universities across the globe and students of all disciplines, sharing insight on how the company is developing new technologies for more sustainable aviation that future travelers say they want. Global enthusiasm for Fly Your Ideas continues to grow. 111 teams from 55 countries are already registered to participate in the 2013 edition, and there's over 2 months still to go until the deadline closes for entries. Teams hoping to make the selection for the next stage must submit their idea through the competition website by December the 7th. This year, the topics for the competition are energy, efficiency, affordable growth, traffic growth, passenger experience, and community friendliness. These have been identified by Airbus as the 6 key challenges of the 21st century for a sustainable aviation industry. Well, is there any doubt that this is going to show up on a television commercial? Toyota has struck a deal to have one of its full-size Tundra pickup trucks tow the Space Shuttle Endeavour through the streets of Los Angeles on the final leg of its journey to the California Science Center next month. The trip will be short, only about a quarter of a mile, according to a Toyota news release. The Endeavour will travel a total of 12 miles from Los Angeles International Airport on city streets to the Science Center, with the Tundra towing that last quarter mile. Well, we'll have more details on Endeavour's final journey in the next couple of weeks, but for now, forget Ram Tough and throw out Ford's EcoBoost and all the rest of it. When your towing needs are out of this world, call on a Toyota. Oh, and by the way, If there's a Toyota rep listening, I've copyrighted that line. Hey, thanks for listening. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.